What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Very happy to have you here. And wow, October already in the can. A very busy November coming ahead. We have the christening of Carnival Vista in New York City in a couple of weeks. We also have the christening of Royal Caribbean's newest and largest ship, Harmony of the Seas. That'll be happening when November 10th, I believe, down in Fort Lauderdale. Also, Oasis of the Seas moves to Port Canaveral. So a lot of big things happening in November in the cruise world. Sherry Kennedy has cruise news. She's hanging on the line right now. Also, later on in the show, we'll get a review of Norwegian Sky. A couple of housekeeping things before we get to Sherry. Cruise Radio News. It's our Facebook group. Come search us out, find us, and talk some cruise chat with us. Also, River Cruise Radio. We launched a river cruise show. If you're interested or maybe even considered taking a river cruise, you'll want to check out River Cruise Radio, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio Network, TuneIn. Basically, any place you listen to cruise radio, you could hear River Cruise Radio, or check out rivercruiseradio.net. All right, Sherry, let's talk some cruise news. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot happening this week. First of all, the Carnival Fantasy will be docking in Mobile, Alabama on November 9th, and the city had to spend $4 million just to get everything ready. And apparently there hasn't been a ship there since 2012. So consequently, you know, the new TSA requirements, it included some new security and baggage checking equipment, and they just had to get it all ready to meet the today's standards. And next week, a Canadian cruise ship is going to stop in Mobile, but they're not going to use the new, still unfinished terminal. They're going to be into the old one that's going to kick into gear. So aside from that, I think we better stop here, Doug, because I'm rambling into the Carnival Fantasy too much.
No, you're not at all, because I think that it's cool that Carnival is keeping these fantasy class ships. Of course, Carnival Fantasy, the flagship of the fantasy class ships, and they're keeping these ships around a lot longer than we've seen in the past.
Well, it's great. You know, it reminds me of going back to shifting gears slightly to Royal Caribbean and the old Sovereign of the Seas. You know, from Miami, came up to here in Port Canaveral, and everybody loved the Sovereign. As beat up and old as it was just something special about it. And I think that holds over or carries over to a lot of the original class ships, like the Fantasy class. People just, you know, I think after a while, they just absorb the happiness and the cruise fever that everybody has, and they become just an iconic ship.
So the Royal Princess, which came out a couple of years ago from Princess Cruises, just had some hull artwork done. How different is this artwork compared to whatever?
Well, it's not easy to say either. But, it, you know, for us old timers, when we remember the original Pacific Princess from Love Boat, mm-hmm. they've taken the logo with the swirly hair on the front of the ship's maiden, if you want to call it that, and put that back on the hull of the Royal Princess. So for me, I think that was a great movie. Everybody is looking in the past. You know, we still love our old TV shows, and as we were just saying about the old iconic ships. So I think putting the new hull art on the Royal Princess, it's what is old is new again, basically, is how you can sum it up. But it did make its debut in Fort Lauderdale on October 22nd.
Now, do you think this new hull art that the ship has makes it look anything like a Norwegian cruise ship?
Well, it is in the sense that it has hull art, but, you know, Norwegian uses famous artists, Peter Max and a few others, whereas this is their original logo from Princess,
gotcha.
Going back to the 70s. So I think, you know, while it's hull art, it is iconic. And like I said, what's old is new again, so it's a little bit different, in my opinion.
Regardless, it must be hard to paint that thing.
A few paintbrushes, I think, and a few ladders.
A guy on the ladder, yeah, definitely, or a cherry picker. So Disney Cruise Line released some new schedules, which includes a new port of call. What are we going to see here?
Well, they're going to go to Bonaire in the Dutch Caribbean for the first time. Now, you know, keep in mind, this is a one-off cruise. It's only going to do it one time, which is kind of disappointing. And it will be on a round-trip cruise from San Juan aboard the Disney Wonder. In addition to Bonaire for that one-time visit, it's going to also visit the other two islands in the ABC chain, Aruba and Curaçao, plus St. Lucia, Martinique, Antigua, and St. Kitts. The new voyages from San Juan will begin January 24th, and there's three of those.
But also, you're seeing some new ships closer to you, too.
Yeah, Port Canaveral is going to have three ships in port, and they're going to be sailing 3, 4, and 7-night cruises. And each sailing will include a day at their private island, Castaway Cay. So, you know, if someone wants to go on a 7-night and think they're not going to get to the private island, they will get there, which is really nice.
And last but not least, Fathom, which is Carnival Corporation's impact line, who does some work over in the Dominican Republic. Just how much have they accomplished over the past 6 months over there in the DR?
Well, it's interesting. They've only had 13 sailings. They alternate between the Dominican Republic and Cuba, but they have several bullet points that they've issued of citing their accomplishments, which is, you know, it's pretty hefty. For example, English conversation and learning. They have provided about over 17,000 hours of English interaction with the people that live there, trying to help them learn to speak English. And then with water filtration, they have installed 730 water filters for reforestation and nursery. They have planted over 16,000 seedlings and plants. The concrete floors, this is a great one. I like this. They put concrete floors in over 40 community homes, nice. Which, you know, if you've been walking on a dirt floor, mm-hmm. that's quite an accomplishment. There's also a women's cooperative there, and they make chocolate candy bars, if you want to call it that. And the travelers from Fathom have cleaned over 3,700 pounds of cacao nibs, which translates to 109,000 finished chocolate bars.
We always like to get your listener questions here on the show. If you have one you'd like to ask, shoot me an email, doug@cruiseradio.net. Sherry, our question's for you this week. It says, if we take advantage of a future cruise credit on a current sailing, will my travel agent still get credit for it? She has been working very hard for me, and I hate to rob her of a cruise booking.
Well, you know, this is one of the things that I was telling you earlier. I would get out on a soapbox to tell people, once you take a cruise, you know, you're going to go back again, right? I mean, what are the odds you're not going to book it? Book your next cruise while you are on a cruise. You will get either onboard credits with Norwegian. Sometimes they'll take dollars off of your current onboard account. I mean, the amenities that you get are definitely worth it, and you don't have to pick a date or a ship or anything like that. So will your travel agent get credit for it? This is where it gets a little sticky. For example, on Cunard, they work so hard to make sure that your travel agent gets credit for the booking. And Holland America is very good about it. Princess is good about it. It really depends who's working the future cruise booking desk aboard the ship. Because, see, they get credit for a booking as well. They're like a travel agent that travels with the ship. So you want to make sure that when you do your future cruise booking on the ship, that you specify you want it to go to the travel agent who booked this cruise. And then they need to do that. And they should give you a confirmation. And it should have your travel agent's name and phone number on that invoice that they hand to you. But and double check it, too, to make sure that you do get the amenities that they tell you you will get if you book on board.
Sherry Laskin, that's why you are the Cruise Maven, found at cruisemaven.com. Sherry, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Doug. See you next time.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
From its rich heritage, picturesque beaches, and unparalleled blue waters, it's no wonder over 7 million people cruise to the Caribbean every year. What do you want to do? Swim with stingrays at Stingray Bay? Go for an island tour? Take a beach break? Or set sail on a catamaran to spend the day snorkeling? Whatever you decide, CruisingExcursions.com has a shore excursion to fit your budget. Cruising Excursions knows your time on the island is limited and that you want to make the most of your day. That's why they have shore excursions up to 60% cheaper than the cruise lines and offer smaller, more personable tours. Find out for yourself. Research and book your next shore excursion at CruisingExcursions.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
Alexandra just returned from a four-night Bahamas cruise aboard Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Sky out of Miami, and she joins us on the line. How's it going, Alexandra?
It's going fantastic.
Let's talk about Norwegian Sky, and before we get to the actual ship itself, let's take a step back and give me some pre-cruise thoughts. What made you want to sail this four-night sailing?
There was a school reunion from the high school I went to, and every year everybody gets together, and this year they decided they wanted to do a cruise, and so it was four nights. We found out the Norwegian Sky was doing open bar throughout the whole ship.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bonus. And
sure.
So, and yeah, it just seemed like a good fit, and the price was right as well, so yeah,
cool.
Decided to do it.
Yeah, so you get down to Port Miami. How was embarkation for you?
Embarkation was actually, we went through security. That took about 15 minutes. We got to the terminal, and we were group four. A couple of part of our group were actually group one, so the folks in the terminal let us join them. And unfortunately, for some reason, I don't know why, but boarding was supposed to start at 11:30, and we ended up waiting until 12:30 before they let us board. But once we were on board, it was go, 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 and they opened up the rooms about 1:32. We hit the buffet once we got there. The bags were in our room by 4, and it was awesome. You know, like I said, it was an open bar, so as soon as you got on the ship, you know, you just grabbed a drink. There was no handing over your card, no signing slips. It was just, what do you want?
That's awesome.
Like, okay, yeah, it was awesome.
Well, let's talk about your first impressions of Norwegian Sky.
Well, I've only cruised previously one time, and that was on the Carnival Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of similar in size. And the funny thing was the Fantasy was in port the same day that the Sky was. So we got to see them, and that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Together. And the layout, and this was 2010 when we cruised on the Fantasy, the layout is kind of similar. So it felt like we were already familiar with the ship. However, Norwegian's color decor was a lot more pleasant to the eyes. And nothing against Carnival, but it was actually more
subdued.
Yeah.
Basically, it didn't look like a box of crayons threw up into the atrium.
The atrium was smaller than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting like a huge atrium like in, you know, the mega ships, but it was a lot smaller than I expected it to be, but it wasn't off-putting at all. It was actually, and there wasn't a lot of traffic considering I think we did have a full ship, but it wasn't crowded except for at the elevators. And I don't understand why people couldn't take the stairs when they were only going up or down one flight.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, absolutely. That was me last week every day thinking, why did you take the elevator for one flight? Why?
That,
perfectly healthy.
That was the rule that we had for ourselves. If we're going to go up and down one or two flights of steps, we're going to take the stairs.
Yeah.
Do not take up the elevators unless, you know, you're incapacitated
or something. Yeah. Or had too much of the bar or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So you make your way to your stateroom. What were your impressions of the stateroom, and what kind of stateroom did you have?
We booked an ocean view. Mm-hmm. We had four of us. It was my husband and my two kids, ages 9 and 4. They had the pull-down bunks. Mm-hmm. And that was fine. And they actually had the two beds separated on the floor. And my husband and I were like, well, shoot, should we ask our steward to put them together? But then we decided, you know what? We're going to do like Ozzy and Harriet for the week. It's not going to kill us. And we actually had a little bit more room. The room itself was nice. However, it was just lacking just a tad with storage. So we had to put, I kept a lot of my stuff in the suitcases and just stuck it underneath the bed. And we made it work.
Cool. Let's talk about dining aboard Norwegian Sky. Of course, mm-hmm. freestyle cruising, do what you want when you want. What'd you think about the dining on board?
I love that concept. And I think that was another reason why we were excited about booking with Norwegian, just because it was freestyle and not having any formal nights was also a big bonus because yes. That was less that we had to pack. However, we did pack, you know, some nicer things because we did want to get dressed up. Because it was a group cruise, we qualified for the specialty dining package. Mm-hmm. So we took full advantage of that. We ate at, what is it, El Adagio the first night, Cagney's the second night, and the third night we ate at Le Bistro. Mm-hmm. And our fourth night we ate at Crossings.
Oh, wow.
And actually every night was just awesome at Cagney's. My husband got the 29-ounce tomahawk steak.
Love it.
Yeah. And he was like, when he was looking over the menu, he's like, do you think I should get it? I said, you know, you're never going to order this anywhere else.
Right.
And not have to worry about the cost. Mm-hmm. You know, because it was all included. And so he was like, yeah, you're right. And he finished it like a champ. I think they should have, like, bronzed that bone and, like, made a trophy out of it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. And my husband, we don't ever eat out for steaks or whatever because he makes really good steaks at home. But I have to say, Cagney's was absolutely phenomenal. It was amazing. I had a bison steak myself. But, oh, my gosh, it was just absolutely amazing. Definitely hands down. I thought just listening to your previous episodes and people talking about Cagney's, I thought it was just a little overblown mm-hmm. until I had it. And I was just like, okay, I'm a believer.
it's so good.
Yeah, they did amazing. The staff in each of the restaurants would bend over backwards to make sure that you were happy and your whole experience was just phenomenal.
Let's talk about entertainment aboard Norwegian Sky on this four-night mm-hmm. sailing. Of course, sounds like entertainment was a plenty with it being a class reunion and an open bar, but how was the other entertainment for you?
You know what? Outside of bingo, we really, you know, it was just 4 days and nights of just catching up with everybody mm-hmm. and just hanging out in the lounges or on the deck, you know, just catching up with everybody. So I think our main thing was to get to the bingo.
Yeah.
We sound like old fuddy-duddies, but, you know, we were just like, we got to win bingo, and nobody won, but we still all had a great time. So, but we didn't take part in any of the entertainment because I was just wanting to catch up with all of my old classmates and all.
Fair enough. Now, with this four-night sailing, do you have any sea days, or is it going from port to port?
It goes from port to port. Okay. We hit Freeport, Nassau, and Great Stirrup Cay.
And how was the general flow of the ship since you weren't really having any sea days as far as getting around from one venue to another or by the pool? Was there a lot of space? Was there plenty of space? Was it crowded? How was that like?
You know what? I was really surprised. It really wasn't terribly crowded. I mean, by the pool, we actually stayed on board at Freeport because we'd already been there previously and mm-hmm. just weren't terribly impressed with it. And it really, and a lot of people did, it really wasn't terribly crowded. And even when everybody was back on board, it wasn't ridiculous. You didn't, and I get claustrophobic pretty easily, and I just didn't feel that. And cool. So, yeah, it was, the float was amazing just for the size of the ship. I was quite surprised and pleased.
So you said you went to Freeport, Nassau, and Great Stirrup Cay. What were your impressions of Great Stirrup Cay?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I have to say, we all went in and got three large cabanas, and it was probably the best money we spent. And it was amazing. I don't know if you've used the cabanas at Great Stirrup Cay, but one downside to it mm-hmm. was just that it was a little bit of ways from the beach, but I mean, not terribly so. I've heard some people complain that you had to walk over rocks to get to the beach, but it really wasn't it wasn't a negative to us. And it was nice to have a private area to just sit down, relax. You had your chairs. You had food already set up. There was water, towels. The cabana attendant would come by and ask you if you needed anything else. And it was actually a short walk over to the buffet line, which was actually really good as well.
Cool.
But Great Stirrup Cay was awesome, 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 awesome.
So you make your way back to Port Miami. How was disembarkation for you?
We did, we laid our bags out the night before because we were going to leave, we came back on a Friday, and so we were going to leave Miami on Saturday. So there was no rush for us to leave the ship. But somehow, I don't know what the reason was, but there was a delay getting off the ship. Mm-hmm. So I think it pushed everybody back about an hour, hour and a half. And just leaving, there was still a bit of a delay even going through the terminal. And I don't know why, but it wasn't a big deal to us because we weren't really in a rush. And I feel badly for the people that were, you know, maybe had to catch flights home that day. So
probably that same delay that happened when you were boarding.
Yeah, possibly. You know? Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, it was just an awesome sailing.
Very cool. Any first time tips to offer for people who may be considering sailing Norwegian Sky?
Don't be afraid of it being a booze cruise. I hear that all the time. At least in my experience, it wasn't a booze cruise. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get the specialty dining package. We were actually happy if we didn't have it, but honestly, it really made the cruise that much more special. And if you can, do book a cabana, even if it's a small one or a large one on Great Stirrup Cay. It was well worth it, just well worth it.
Very cool.
You have to fight over the chairs.
Yeah, it's always a good one there. Looking back on your cruise, what was your biggest highlight?
Obviously, getting together with my friends and checking out the ship and trying a cruise again. It was really just a fun time, and just the. I wish it was just a couple more days,
right?
Because we weren't ready to go back, and it was just great. And I think the open bar itself, they actually had more on their included list than we expected. The beer on draft, for instance, they had Newcastle, Dos Equis, Heineken, Amstel, and Stella.
Oh.
I was really surprised they had all those on draft because we saw a lot of people walking around with Coronas and Buds, and I'm like, you have decent beers on draft. Why are you walking around with that?
Nice. Oh,
and I would also not get the pre-made specials.
Yeah,
because they were just watered down, and I'm not a heavy drinker by any means, but I thought, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm either not feeling it or my tolerance is still like it was when I was 20 years old. And then I was like, okay, just give me, you know, and then I would just ask for my drinks, you know, gin and tonics or whatever. And then I was like, okay, that's better because it's all included.
All right. Well, in closing, what are your final thoughts of Norwegian Sky?
Do it. Even if it's a 3 or 4 day, just do it. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
For a short getaway. It was a lot of fun.
Short and sweet. We've been talking with Alexandra from Maine. She just returned from a 4-night sailing aboard Norwegian Sky out of Port Miami. Alexandra, thanks so much for being on the show, my dear, and sharing your review with us.
Thank you, Doug.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer 3 different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net.
For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.